Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
An Elio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we read your emails and play your voicemail and read your reviews if we have any. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
We got some reviews. This one's from Pharaoh. Thank God their brief disappearance from the iTunes podcast channel was scandalous and a mystery unto its own.
It was.
These ladies are essential. This podcast is inimitable and the only way I want to digest crime or mystery with humor and absurdity. Love all three of you. Thank you. This is nice. From Dr. German. 5 stars. This podcast is hilarious and it dives into the best of the best in terms of supernatural occult content. I love how unscripted it is and the humility with which they handle themselves. These ladies earn a perfect score for their excellent podcast.
Aw, thank you.
You've got a 5-star review from Austria.
Damn, read it, girl.
It just says, in quotation marks, podcast.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
And then yes. The header is yes. And then it just says, podcast.
I agree. Great. That 100% accurate. No notes. Here's an email from Marwa. I saw those yellow orange lights when I was 7, it says. Hey, ladies, I'm freaking out because on your June 3rd episode, when the FBI psychologist talked about lights on the window that actually happened to me. When I was 7, I shared a room with my mom and 3 other sisters. One night out of nowhere, I just woke up at exactly 1 a.m. When I looked directly in front of me on my window, there were swirling yellowish orange lights. There were 7 of these orbs and they're in a spiral. I remember not being afraid, but really confused. So I tried waking everyone up and yelled, hey guys, wake up. Do you see this? But no one moved at all. My mom is the lightest sleeper I know and she didn't even budge. A moment later, I was immediately knocked out. I didn't just fall asleep because I remember still talking when I fell out. I woke up at 3 a.m. not knowing what happened and the lights were gone. I tried waking everyone up again to tell them, but no one moved. So I fell back asleep on my own this time. The next morning, I told my family what had happened and no one believed me. My mom convinced me that I must have had a dream, but it really didn't feel like one. Hearing this story makes me realize I'm not crazy. And I wonder how many other kids have experienced this too. For me, I only experienced this once. My lights were yellow and orange, but no blue, and I had no sunburns. I really don't know what it is, if I'm being truly honest, but I'm really interested in finding out more. Love the pod and keep up the amazing work. I also made a very rough draft of what the orbs look like and their position. So we could post it on our Instagram and she gave us a picture of like what it looked like outside her window. Whoa. Really crazy.
That's crazy. It's just abducting kids.
Yeah. Oh, here's one on superstitions from Krista. Honk, honk. It's the web crawler mail bus with an email delivery. I'm in a car with my fellow PhD student group. Shout out to everyone getting their higher education degrees, who I haven't seen in years. Among the many topics we keep interrupting each other about, someone brought up family superstitions. Interesting. I didn't even know that that was a thing, more than the typical don't break a mirror or send this email to 10 friends or you'll have years of bad luck. But apparently there are a ton of old family ones. Here are a few that I mentioned. Do not open an umbrella in the house. You have to leave through the same door you came in. If someone gives you a knife or any kind of blade, you have to pay them even just a penny. I've never heard of that. So this might be an interesting mini episode. I know there are lots of other probably much cooler ideas than that. No. But I'm catching up on episodes. And you also just mentioned that your fan base has a lot of anxiety. So I'll try to tell myself that it's super cool, just like you. You are the only podcast I can actively listen to 10 episodes in a row of and not feel depressed or bored or anything. So thank you for just being yourselves and having discussions and listening to us. I just love you, web crawlers. Bleep, bloop, blorp. P.S. I teach in a planetarium and I could not finger through the flat earth episodes because holy crap, but I have been loving the alien and UFO episodes. Amazing. I don't have any family superstitions or personal superstitions.
I've heard the umbrella one.
Yeah.
But that's not like a family one.
Yeah, we don't have any family. I like don't walk under ladders. Like that's crazy to do. Like you'd have to be insane to do that.
Yeah,
but
you'd have to be insane.
I'm not superstitious, I don't think. Surprisingly, I'm not really
think of any.
But if you're a listener, tell us your superstitions. We'd be interested in knowing. Let's play some VMs. Let's start with our coolest voicemail if we can.
That's the first one I sent.
So normally what happens is we don't listen to the voicemails until we play them on the episode. Like I just go through them. But Maria, a few days ago, was so excited about this voicemail. She sent it to us and was like, oh my God, you guys are going to die. And we died.
Because on the email, it comes to me through email. So it says like so-and-so called and usually it will just give the text of what people are saying. And I'll just skim through it, you know, just like as I'm putting stuff together. But then when I was on my email, I saw like, hey, it's Jorge Garcia, and that caught my eye. So I clicked on it and started reading it. And I was like, well, this is fake, right? But then I played it, and I was like, oh, no, that's his voice. And it's him.
Insane. You literally were like, you're going to die. You need to respond to me before I send this. You're going to die.
I was like driving. I was like, what? And I listened to it. I was like, no.
I paused screaming. It like four times. I got so excited. I thought I was going to throw up. I have to say, I can't log into my Facebook because someone changed the password and I like never sought to change it back. But in college, my literal Facebook picture was I photographed a photo of myself in a bikini on the island with Hurley. And that was my Facebook photo through all of college. Like I was obsessed. My, my friend just gave me this last night, a little Hurley Dharma bobblehead.
Whoa.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Isn't that neat? Like, we're like legit fans. So this was a big deal for us to get this voicemail.
Hold that up again, Allie. I'm going to take a screenshot. Okay. It's been taken. But
I look bad. You're laughing because I look
bad. No. You don't look bad. Me and Melissa couldn't be happier, and you look so serious looking off into the distance while I'm gonna send it to you.
It's pretty funny. Okay, move on.
Okay. Let's play this baby.
Here's the voice.
Buckle up, guys.
Hi, web crawlers. This is Jorge Garcia. I played Hurley on Lost.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, duh.
Imagine my surprise to see Lost pop up on my web crawler's podcast.
So he listens to our show. Yes, that's insane.
Sorry you hated the ending. Apologies to John Tenney for causing his breakup. Although,
amazing.
I guess in the long run, it's all for the best. And, polar bears. So, in order to keep the island hidden, it would constantly have to be moved. And to do so, you had to turn the wheel down on the ice station in the orchid. However, whoever turned the wheel would immediately be teleported to Tunisia.
That's right.
And Ben, wanting to stay in charge on the island and yet be able to move it, trained polar bears to turn that wheel.
Oh,
and so the polar bears would end up in Tunisia.
Right.
Which is why Charlotte finds the polar bear skeleton in the desert.
So,
does that explain the polar bears in the
I love him.
Ending could be a little work. I'm just kidding. Thanks.
Well, well, well.
I mean, I feel so blessed. If you're listening now, I just want to say we are like the big, I was the biggest fan. Like I literally every Monday, I think it was on Mondays, maybe. I can't remember what day Lost was on.
I think it was Mondays.
Yeah. My friend had like a screen, or his dad had a screening room in his house, and we would all go. It was like 15 of us. And like some people would get dressed up and we would watch Lost, and then we would like talk about it after. It was like such a thing. I love it so much. So
when I named one of my external hard drives the Dharma Initiative,
that you're such
and
a
I had
dork.
The little Dharma. You could change the icons when you could change the folder icons. I downloaded all the Lost icons and
oh my god,
wow,
I cool. love it.
Well, what a blessing, what a treat. Thank you so much for listening and calling in. Seriously, that's such. What a gift.
What a gift. That was like, so cool. Yeah. I told my parents, I was like, we did an episode on a show and an actor from the show called in. And they were like, oh, people listen to your podcast, honey? I was like, some people. So
I played
it
for Martin, and he was like, oh my God. So at least someone was excited.
Yeah. So thank you for that. All right. Well, let's do the next one. There's no way it's going to live up.
It's
but
not going to be nearly. I'm so sorry.
Suck,
I'm so sorry to this person.
Hey, this is Anna. This is a message for
Great start. Actually, it is
anyway,
as good. It's just as good.
To your Bill and Misty episode. Funny story, I'm actually from Hartville, Ohio. I go to that, I'm not going to that Burger King, it's really gross. But I go by there all the time. I live in Hartville. I know a ton of the people that were in the documentary.
Oh,
and
my God.
Funny thing, actually, Missy is my brother's girlfriend's mom. I was watching it and I was like, that's so weird. She looks so familiar. Yeah, it's my freaking brother's girlfriend's mom.
That's wild.
Crazy. But it was just so weird seeing, like, everything. And I'm like, this is crazy. Another weird thing, the girl that was murdered is my roommate's second cousin. Like, what? Why am I, like,
what?
I don't know. It just was really weird to watch it and, like, see all these people that I know in the documentary. It's like, I remember when this happened because the girl that was murdered, her sister worked with me. And I just remember all that going down. It was crazy. Hartville, Ohio is, it's a great place, but also, you know, yeah. Lived there all my life, though, and proud to be a Hartvillian, I guess. never going to that Burger King. That's all I got to say. Love you, web crawlers. Y'all are absolutely incredible. Love your show. I've been listening to y'all for, like, I think since that one episode about sleep terrors, night terrors, all that stuff. Anyway, listen to you religiously. You all got me through the pandemic. I love you. Winslow and that Missy. Crazy stuff. Ciao.
That's bonkers.
That's so crazy. Truly insane.
Hi. Can I please talk to the web crawlers?
This is us.
This is she.
Okay, I'm kind of just kidding. But I was just listening to a mailbag episode, and I was thinking about how I always feel when I leave a voicemail, like I'm calling, like I'm like 8 years old, and I'm calling my friend at their parents' house, and I have to ask for them, and I feel embarrassed. And I don't know why. I grew up at the tail end of a world in which you would have to call your friends at home and ask for them to come to the phone.
I remember this.
And that.
Oh yes.
I guess I never got used to it. Anyways, thought you guys might think that was funny.
Thanks. That is funny. Like, hey, is Tracy home?
Yeah.
Is Matt there?
This is Maria. Is Amanda there?
Do you remember, like, your parents would be like, you have to be very polite. Like, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Blank. Like, this is Allie speaking. May I please, like, talk with Blank if they're available?
I still can't call parents by their first names.
Oh,
it's
no.
impossible for me to do.
No way.
You shall always be Mr. or Mrs. to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You. Mm-hmm. I will never be on your level. I will always be lesser never. Than you.
Yeah. My mouse is like out of batteries and it won't move. It's pretty annoying.
Uh-oh.
Aww.
You'll have to be in the Zoom forever.
Yeah. That's my concern, honestly.
This message is for the web.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Callers. I've been trying to build up the confidence to call in again, but I wanted to tell you guys my UFO stories. So when I was around 7, I moved into a house in a complex where I was literally the first house they finished on the whole street.
Congrats.
So there was no light pollution whatsoever. So my brother and I would lay out on our trampoline at night and just stargaze because it was the most stars we'd ever seen before.
That's nice.
It's beautiful. Not can't see that anymore because there's too many houses. But anyway, the first ever UFO I saw, I was pointing out satellites and I had just learned about the International Space Station. And that was saying, I wonder if that one's the International Space Station. I wonder if that one's the International Space Station. But, you know, because I was 7. I shit you not, I was tracking a satellite from one horizon to the other, and it changed direction full on 90 degrees. Satellites don't do that. So that was my first ever UFO story. Second one was also at my house, but more people had moved in. And I had realized now that we live next to an airport, so planes would fly over all the time. I was, again, stargazing. We were actually out on our deck playing a card game after dinner, and so I was staring up through our slat kind of overpass thingy. I don't know. You could see through it. It was just vertical slices of wood. And I saw something moving across the sky, blocking out the stars. And it was so big that it was close enough. It should have made a ginormous sound, but it was dead silent. and it was in the shape of a stingray, which I'd never seen before, but like lit from above. So I could see the outline of it because it was lit from above and because of all the stars it was blocking. And I pointed up to it and I'm like, do you guys see that? Do you see that? And my brother, he described to me before I ever said to him what I saw, exactly what it was. The third one, what actually got me believing in Mothman, if you can believe it or not, and gave me, I think, quite unique theory about aliens on Earth at the moment. Hello, web crawlers. It's me again. That's happened to me before, but this is actually the first time I don't feel bad about it.
Good.
Cool. So that's great. That's
good anyway, to hear. My third UFO story. I was in lava hot springs in Idaho. I had never known any of the creepy stories about lava hot springs before I'd gone there and had this story. We were all out in the little backyard of this Airbnb we were renting. Totally going to do that again. Loved it. And they were around a fire, and I was telling my mom's teacher friend about my UFO stories. And so I was literally pointing up at the sky when what I would describe as either a ginormous, huge fucking bird or a parasailer, or a paraglider, whichever one is the stiff-winged aircraft. It was literally that big. Flew left to right in the span of less than a second. And I was looking up, the house blocked one side and the trees blocked the other. So it only went about 20, 30 feet in that span. But it was so close that it blocked out almost my entire view. It had to be less than 50 feet above it. And again, dead silent.
Oh my God.
No engine noise whatsoever. That's the first thing that ever made me believe in Mothman, because it was the shape of Mothman. It was the speed. It made no noise. I mean, it had to have been some sort of animal or some psycho paragliding at night, which is illegal. Anyway,
which that is illegal.
Psycho.
Because way back when the government first discovered aliens at Roswell or whatever, and people believe that that's when the secret government or the black government split off from the puppet government. Anyway, this sounds so crazy, but my theory is that section of government that started to deal with humanity connecting with aliens, I think we made some sort of political deal about refugeeing aliens. And I think Mothman was the first set of refugees who were brought in. And I think it was like less than 100. So that's why we were okay with it. And then this is where it gets unique, I think.
That's like our show pitch.
Bigfoot was the second group of refugees that we brought in. Because that's around the time when people started seeing them and documenting presence of them. And I think Bigfoot and Mothman are alien refugees that we took in. So do with that what you will.
I like it.
I'm actually not nervous to talk to you guys. I love this so much. Thank you, guys.
I think that's...
I'm
that's
on
called
board.
Immersion therapy. That's immersion therapy.
Yes.
Is when you call in and you learn to not feel anxiety anymore.
100%.
And I like...
Wow.
I like that.
Okay. I like that.
I like that theory.
Bigfoot.
I do too. And they just dropped them in the forests, like in like the...
Bye.
Yeah. And they were like, you live here now.
Yeah. Like figure it
and
out.
And they just have to deal. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like survivor alien.
Survivor alien.
Just Fiji. It's just full of like, we got Mothman, Bigfoot, a Yeti,
Chupacabra.
For $1 million.
Who would survive? Who do you think would win? Of all the cryptids, who would win on the Survivor?
Oh. Well, you gotta outwit,
edition.
Outlast, outsmart.
Maybe Jersey Devil. I mean, like, I think it honestly would come down to, like,
smart,
who's
though.
The meanest. Oh, that is true. You have to be
smart. You gotta be smart, though. I would, maybe Moth.
Are any of them smart?
I don't know.
I look at, like, Moth. I look
yeah,
at,
I don't know.
Like, they're a bunch
Sasquatch
of fools, like dunces.
Yeah, he looks like a big fool.
Yeah.
Sasquatch, Bigfoot, they're out first
yeah.
round, they're gone.
You guys are fools.
Although they'd be good at the competitions.
Yeah, so. They're strong. Are they strong or are they just big?
I would think they're strong. They're probably like, yeah, they got to be strong.
Hmm.
Pukwudgie would be in there.
Oh, maybe Pukwudgie would win.
Yeah.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pukwudgie, he's probably clever and funny.
Underdog. Yeah.
Yep. He's the underdog. Pukwudgie takes it all.
Yeah. Pukwudgie for the win.
A beautiful
just love crawlers. I'm not walking a dog, so if I sound like I'm fighting for my life, it's because I am. The dog. So I'm listening to a mailbag episode or a mini episode. I don't know. It's Thursday, and you guys brought up McDonald's, the ice cream machine. So yes. I'm going to go on a small rant and small complaint about the McDonald's ice cream machine and how it got me into a car accident. So I went to Las Vegas to visit my friend, minding my own business. We're drunk. We're not driving because we're not stupid. We called a roommate, and we're like, please, can pick us up? We really want McDonald's ice cream. He starts driving around, and we went to, like, six different McDonald's, and none of them had ice cream. And
oh, my God.
That's like, insane.
You guys bitches are so fucking annoying. Like, and wouldn't you know, a man hits us, like, he bones us, and, like, a resident of the neighborhood. So he's in a truck, and we're, like, in a Honda Fit or something, nothing, you know. We're like, my arm goes back, get hit, and we get out of the car immediately because they're like, we're going to die from the fumes of the airbag. We get out, and the person in the truck isn't getting out of the truck. We're like, what the fuck? Like, why aren't you getting out of the truck?
What?
Like, is he okay? Is he alive? Is he dead? We're like, already called the EMS. Already called the police. I'm like, fuck it. What if this guy's dead or, like, dying and we didn't do anything? I'm a screen door. I do not care about... apparently, thanks. And they were like, what if he's in a blind rage?
What's happening?
Open the door. No one in the fucking car. No one in the car. And meanwhile, because it's Las Vegas, like, there's only... people don't have, like, three animals. Like, a horse, a peacock, and a koala there.
What?
Maybe a cat.
What?
If you're, like, a weirdo. But there's this peacock, like, screaming in the background because we've woken it with our car accident.
I have no idea what's going on.
No man in sight and beer cans all in the back bed of the truck and, like, everywhere.
Beer cans?
Did a ghost hit us, or did somebody literally hit and jump out of a car and run? I don't know. Okay, well, I was going to say, this probably won't happen if McDonald's just had that fucking ice cream machine working the first time. Okay, thanks, bye.
I couldn't understand a lot of that, but what I guess, so she got hit by a car and then went over to the car and there was nobody in it.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like someone probably...
And then there was a peacock or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
What I'm gathering from that is they went to six different McDonald's. They started bad mouthing McDonald's. The Hamburglar got word. He jumped in his truck.
Yes.
And he rushed over. Yes. He hit them. He saw the damage he'd done and he got the hell out of there.
Now we're talking.
That's exactly what happened.
Yes. Case closed, Your Honor.
Okay.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name's Jess. I'm calling because I just I just recently listened to the podcast about toys and like the controversial toys, and it like unlocked some weird childhood memory that I had that I kind of completely forgot about. It maybe just blocked out of my memory, but I have this distinct memory. I don't know if you guys remember those books back maybe in the 90s that had like a little recording thing on the side and you push the buttons and it would like play like a tune, like a song. Well, I had one of those books when I was a kid and it used to play like Christmas carols. And so I used to play that all the time in my closet. And I remember this one time I pushed the buttons and all the songs had changed. And so instead of playing like a Christmas carol, it started playing like Happy Birthday, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, like all these recognizable kids songs. It was so weird, and I told my dad, I remember, and he tried to explain it as being like some sort of weird like frequency change, or maybe they're all like stored on there already, but I mean, this was like 90s technology, so I highly doubt it had the capacity to hold all these different songs. So I don't know, I thought that was really weird. And then it made me think of this other time when I was even younger, I had this like play telephone and you would like turn the little dials and it would play like a little recorded message.
Oh, no.
But I have this memory like of distinctly hearing like a real conversation one time. And I remember telling my dad again and he tried to play it off like, oh, maybe it's like you're picking up a frequency from like a baby, monitor or something.
That's
like that.
That's terrible.
You were in Signs.
I think it's
where it was
weird.
Your dad was Mel Gibson in Signs.
I feel like that shit was haunted, or maybe I was haunted, or there's demons or something. But I just am curious what you guys think, and if anyone else has ever experienced something like this, like with a weird frequency or anything like that, because I completely forgot about it until we started talking about how Furbies were like saying weird shit, or Elmo was like encouraging his kid to murder someone or something. So anyway, love you guys. Bye.
Or Elmo was encouraging a kid to murder someone.
He was. Well, if it's a play telephone, how would you pick up other frequencies? Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was cursed. I'm sorry, but it was cursed.
Yeah, I think, sorry, I think you're cursed.
The only explanation. I'm so sorry.
I watched last night The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It.
How was it?
It was okay. I mean, all those movies are kind of like fine, but it was fun. It was like a good time. It was interesting. It was different from the other ones. It was good.
I love Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga as a couple. As a team, I love how they play those. Oh. As those, how they play those characters is so real and like legit. And you're just like, all right, I'm on board, you guys. Yeah. Let's go. Like,
yes. They have chemistry. I'm like,
let's go. Go.
They should play the couple in every single movie. They have chemistry for days.
Mom and dad, let them in. Yeah. Let mom and dad play mom and dad.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you for all these voicemails. Thank you, Jorge Garcia. I mean, like, am I ever going to be able to stop GarageBand or I mean, like, what do I even do with my mouse?
Oh, your mouse.
Oh.
The space bar stops the recording.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
So don't press it now.
Anyways, please continue to call and leave reviews, join our Patreon and all that good stuff. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I, producer Maria.
Bye.
Bye.
An Elio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.